Northwest Indiana will once again have a presence at this year's Women's March Chicago. Ogden Dunes resident Joan Machuca, who is a retired director of special education turned activist, is helping organize Northwest Indiana women for the event, at which about 400,000 people are expected. It's at 11 a.m. Saturday, January 20th, at Grand Park in Chicago. I spoke to Machuca about this year's march, last year's march, and her organization efforts in Northwest Indiana. So obviously you're pretty active in your retirement. Tell me about the Women's March Chicago.
Actually, I was one of the organizers from Northwest Indiana last year, and so I've been on their mailing list and have been in communication with the Chicago organizers for the Women's March for a year now. And they held a meeting last Wednesday in Chicago and invited organizers from around the area. So I was one of the representatives from Northwest Indiana. My husband and I both went. We were felt very privileged to go there to represent Northwest Indiana. And so we got quite a bit of information, flyers, and direction from their outreach person as to how to help spread the word about this most important event, which is going to be on January 20th in Grant Park. Last year, we probably had, from Northwest Indiana, we had about at least 1,500 people in attendance. And as you know, they had 250,000 people attending the march. So we connected with a lot of organizations from Northwest Indiana and established kind of a meetup point so that we could represent, you know, the region. And we were really energized by the whole experience. It was so, so energizing. And from that experience last year, we've continued to formulate groups in the area. So it's not only been a great kickoff for us to be part of that Chicago experience, but it also enabled us to meet up with others and continue the experience of organizing, you know, within Northwest Indiana.
So when you had this this meetup point, did you all like meet up at a certain location and then just all the Northwest Indiana women went over on a bus or something?
We organized, and actually we appreciate it because Karen Tallien, our state senator, got the South Shore to add on at least 10 more cars to the South Shore.
Mm-hmm.
And so we asked people to, you know, to ride in on the South Shore. And then we met last year on the, we designated, I think it was the western point in Grant Park. And my husband made this great marker, you know, that said Northwest Indiana, and we held it high so people knew where to go, even if they hadn't ridden in with us. And so we all collected in that area. It was, as I said, very energizing, looking at the signs and just all the, you know, having an opportunity to support each other with the different, you know, concerns and issues that people were representing.
That was when everybody wore their pink hats last year right after the election, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was, you know, there was a campaign to knit pussy, we call them pussy hats, those pink hats. So people would have knitting parties, you know, or people were making multiple hats so everybody could also recognize each other, you know, just by what they were wearing. So very fun.
The message last year was, and what do you think the message is this year? Can you tell us what it was last year and what it is this year?
Well, last year, I think, you know, it was mostly looking at how to get help people to connect and become activated, you know, through meetup and looking at common concerns. This year, the message is to unite, and so we want people to become more united. And so one of the things I have done is I'm part of an administrative team. We started an Indivisible Northwest Indiana movement, and so we're meeting all of the Indivisible groups in front of the Art Institute, actually. All the individual, and there's probably going to be about 3,000 people just in that, you know, with those organizations meeting up. But there are many other organizations that we're hoping will connect as well and unite. And that's, you know, the Black Lives Matter, NAACP, Planned Parenthood, all of those groups, people that are dealing with issues that are, you know, human rights issues. Mm-hmm. That also affect women's rights. So uniting is the mission this year, and one of the things that the organizers have done, and I'm when we went to the meeting last Wednesday, I'm just so impressed with them. They had already printed out flyers So we've got flyers in Spanish and English. We have buttons to promote the event. We have little note cards with, you know, the pertinent information that we can just hand out to people so that, you know, they can keep it in their wallet. It's the note cards say your voice and your vote matter, and it's got the website and March to the Polls, January 20th, 11 a.m. at Grand Park, so that people, you know, people can pass that out to their friends and we can increase the attendance. The focus this year is also on getting the vote, getting people to register to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And just about every group that I'm working with right now, organizing with, there's two things that we're working on, and that's getting people registered to vote and trying to help people take away, you know, any fear that they have of doing that. We found that some people are afraid to register. So we're reaching out to groups and going door to door, canvassing, whatever, to help people to understand the importance of registering to vote and then voting. And then the other big thing that we work on all the time is holding our members of Congress accountable. So we're looking at what are the current bills or issues that Congress is voting on, and we do a call to action and ask our membership, you know, to phone in and discuss their concerns with their members of Congress. So those are some things that we do all the time. But, you know, uniting people together, I think, in this march is just such a powerful thing, because this has been a stressful year for people, you know, and people have become somewhat disenfranchised. So we want people to be re-energized by being with each other.
So the goal then is to demand laws protecting women and supporting women's place in power and just kind of supporting each other and showing up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just by everybody is encouraged, of course, to make signs. And if you look at what's on the signs, I mean, that pretty much tells the story for people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of issues right now with, you know, with health care. So, you know, there's concerns about Medicare and that being cut and how that would affect not only people with disabilities and the elderly and so forth, but it also, being a former director of special education, I'm very aware of how that would affect funding for schools, because kids with disabilities often have their services delivered through Medicaid. And so that's a big issue, you know, for parents. The migration issue is huge in this area. There's such a fear of deportation, and that's affecting, you know, our region more than the rest of Indiana, I believe. You know, if you go into the school districts, or if you go into Hammond, East Chicago, and Gary, there's a huge concern about, you know, what's going to happen, how lives are going to be affected day to day. So migration is huge. When I ask people why they would want to march, a lot of the women and men that we've talked to are concerned about their children and their children's future. You know, what kind of a country that we're living in, and how that affects the values that are being passed on to our children and grandchildren. So one of the things that this march does is empower people, because when we look at the signs that people are making, they're saying, we don't like what's happening, but we know that we can make a difference if we stick together and, you know, in our united effort to speak out.
Mm-hmm. To have a voice.
Yes. And that's one of the things that we want people to do, is to realize they have a voice, because when I talk to my neighbors, they're like, you know, very down about being able to make a difference. And so we constantly are saying, you know, it's not become a part of an organization that is doing something in a positive way, something that can make a difference, can make our voices heard. And, you know, so getting people to not give up, to join in is huge.
So you said that there's a lot of people who are afraid to register to vote. And is that because they're afraid of being deported? Is it the people that are, that their status is vulnerable?
Of course. I think that's one reason, you know, there's a huge disenfranchised population of people that have kind of given up. And one of the things that they're really, when I've asked why it's so difficult to get people to register to vote, there's three things that have come up consistently. And one of them is literacy, that some people are feeling intimidated by the voting process because they're not understanding the process. And that goes for, you know, several populations of people. But the Latino population, the second thing that they come up with is fear. They're afraid to register to vote because they're not sure what's going to happen with the information that they put down. And the third is that people just don't see that their vote makes any difference, so they've kind of given up. So one of the things that we're doing with our organization, Indivisible Northwest Indiana, is you know, reaching out, trying to go into the communities and not giving up on those very, you know, disheartening reasons that people give us all the time. We're saying, you know, that's it's a sad thing to hear that, but that doesn't mean that we can't make a difference. We can. We have to look at different strategies and look at different ways to help people feel as though they can safely exercise their rights in this country.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
We are putting out flyers all over, canvassing every community that we can. So hopefully people in Northwest Indiana will see the flyers, and that will help them to give them direction as to what to do.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate it, Joan.
Thank you for all that you do, Sharon.